And then the meal sack, you know, they were something that was close woven, and the meal sack was thick. Yes.
Yeah, well, now what about the kind, like, the rough kind, like, oh, that you might put potatoes and stuff in?
That was a toe sack.
Yeah,
and of course, her gunny sack, we called them both, we knew them both.
Yeah, well, yeah. You were talking about a rick of wood. Now, that would be like a measurement of
wood.
Well, how would you measure corn? Like if you were taking corn, you wanted to take corn to be ground, how would you?
Well, of course, we always shelled it and measured it by the bushel.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
You have ever heard of a turn of corn?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have heard of that?
Yeah, we always had to shell a turn of corn to go to get ground, yeah.
Well, what about if you were carrying this stuff in a wagon and you only had just a part of a load, you didn't have a full load, like, you know, to take it to a grist mill or something, corn and stuff. What would you call it? Do you have a name for just a partial load? You ever heard of something like that? People talking about have a particular name for just a partial load?
Well, that'd just be a piece of load of corn or what you were hauling, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is going to sound funny. What do you call a thing inside of a lamp that lights up? You know, a modern day lamp.
Holds a light bulb?
Right. Yeah. Now, when they would carry washing out, or even now, when you carry washing out to hang it up on the line, what do you put it in?
Well, a clothes basket.
Right. And what would run around a barrel to hold the thing in place?
The hoops.
Yeah. And what about to put in the top of a bottle?
Stopper.
Okay. What if it was made out of cork?
That's what I'd call a stopper. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about a musical instrument, little musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and
French horn.
I like that. And what about one that you hold between your teeth and pluck it?
Oh, let's see. What's that thing called? Juice harp.
Right, right. Okay, and the part of a wagon that goes between the horses, that goes up between the horses.
That's the tongue, yeah.
And now before you can hitch him up, you have to back him in between, on a buggy, not on a wagon.
On shaves, yeah.
And you were telling me before about the part of a, on a wagon wheel that the I think spokes go into.
That's the wagon fella, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And now the part that the horse pulls on the wagon.
It's they pull on the single tree.
Yeah. And then behind that single tree.
It's the double tree. That's.
You think I know something like that?
Yeah.
I'm learning. Okay.